AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is linking his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's the AP's Marcela Sanchez.
Two European officials who spoke on condition of anonymity say Trump sent a message to Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre that read in part, quote, "Considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped eight wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace." The message ended with, quote, "The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland." Speaking with TV2 Norway, Støre said he had not responded to the message, but still believes it's wise to talk. He said he hopes to do so at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland this week. In a statement, the Norwegian leader said he explained to the president that the prize is awarded by an independent Nobel committee and not the Norwegian government. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A source tells the AP Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will attend the Supreme Court oral arguments Wednesday in a case involving the attempted firing of Fed Governor Lisa Cook. It's an unusual show of support by the central bank's chair, as the presence of ICE in Minneapolis keeps tensions high. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Bernice, says the holiday that bears his name comes at an opportune time.
With everything going on, the one thing that I think Dr. King reminds people of is hope, and the ability to challenge injustice and inhumanity.
The president has also called for the end of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Valentino Foundation says Fashion House founder Valentino Garavani has died at his home in Rome. He was 93. This is AP News. President Trump will join the elite meeting of leaders at the Davos summit in Switzerland.
Even as a domineering tone from Washington has upended the global order, and billionaires have reaped trillions in new wealth as the poor lag behind. Mirek Duszek, a World Economic Forum managing director in charge of programming, tells the AP this year's Davos has a lot to consider.
A discussion at a very important moment. Geopolitics is changing. We are, some people think we're in a transition, some people think we have already entered a new era, but I think it's undeniable that you are seeing a more competitive, more contested landscape.
The forum has a motto of improving the state of the world, and this year's theme is a spirit of dialogue. Issues under debate include the growing gap between the rich and the poor, AI's impact on jobs worldwide, and concerns about a geo-economic conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.